With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wall Street has been in free fall after a report suggesting flagging economic growth and still high inflation have hurt the hopes that have kept Wall Street high recently. A sharp drop for Facebook parent Meta Platforms, also dragging the market lower. The Dow at one point, down over 600 points. Former President Donald Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom as his criminal trial resumes, at the same time that the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in Washington over whether he should be immune from prosecution for actions he took during his time as president. Trump attorney D. John Sauer says, without absolute immunity, the powers of the president would be severely limited in a number of areas.
Things like the exercise of the employment and removal power, things like his ability to speak directly to the American public, core exercises of his authority under the recommendations clause to recommend to Congress, members of Congress, the measures he thinks necessary and expedient.
Justice Clarence Thomas Pressauer on where the principle of absolute immunity comes from, Sauer cited a 1982 decision that held the former presidents are immune from civil lawsuits. Also at SRNnews.com, American and Southwest Airlines both say they lost money in the first quarter.
Southwest reported a $231 million loss. As a result, the Dallas-based airline will limit hiring, offer voluntary time off to employees, and stop service to four airports. American lost $312 million in the first quarter, but expects to return to profitability in the second quarter.
Correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines flight attendants have ratified a new contract that will boost their pay by about one-third over 4 years. The Dow is now down 480 points and the NASDAQ losing 206. This is SRN News. Transgender activists are threatening a British doctor.
Hilary Cass is the lead author of a new study that concludes there is no evidence that allowing children to undergo sex change operations improves their mental health. Transgender organizations have condemned her, and Dr. Cass tells the Times of London that she's getting numerous death threats via social media. The police have advised the 66-year-old physician not to take the bus or the subway for fear she might be attacked. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state's preparing to file lawsuits against new Biden administration rules that would promote transgenderism in public schools. The recently issued rules would violate a number of state laws, barring males from using female restrooms in schools, amongst other things. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Skirmetti says, "We are prepared to fight any unlawful regulations that redefine what sex really means." This is SRN News. Antitrust regulators in the United Kingdom paying close attention to the fast-moving AI industry.
British competition regulators say they'll scrutinise recent artificial intelligence deals by Microsoft and Amazon over concerns that the moves could thwart competition in the AI industry. The authority adds it's looking into Microsoft's partnership with Francis Mistral AI and the company's hiring of key staff from another startup, Inflection AI. The watchdogs also separately announced it's investigating Amazon's $4 billion investment in San Francisco-based Anthropic. I'm Charles de la Tasma.
The French ambassador to Manila says her country and the Philippines will start talks next month on a proposed defense pact that would allow troops from each country to hold exercises in the other's territory. Manila has pursued similar agreements with other countries, including Japan and France, amid escalating disputes with China. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.